Good evening, good evening. Welcome to tonight's game, the first we are casting so far of the ETF2L AFS competition. With me tonight is a Celtic bunch of commentators. Of course, many people who've listened before will know my first guest, Swali.
Hello.
He could say hello, thank you.
Hello.
Unreassuring when there's a big pause and I wonder if you've just disconnected at the perfect time.
Sipping a little bit more water, getting my throat clear, ready for a delightful night of casting.
Surprised you're not drinking iron brew. I hear that's particularly popular with Scottish people.
Yeah, thanks. Nice racism, mate.
And secondly, our second caster this evening, making his ETF2L radio debut, is none other than head of TF2 coverage at Cadra.org. Technically my boss, which I'm not very pleased about, but I'm his boss tonight. James Admirable McDonnell, welcome to the show.
Ah, to be sure. Do you like dags?
He's currently in a leprechaun outfit, just to fulfil more stereotypes, whilst munching on a potato. So, we are sitting on IDAC, waiting for these teams to join, in what should be a pretty good game, I think, guys, don't you? Do you agree?
I do indeed. I've been spending most of the time since the World Cup started watching football, so it's nice to get back to the virtual world of TF2, where there's a lot more... let's hope there's a higher scoreline than most of the World Cup matches.
Indeed. I hope you weren't wearing an Abe t-shirt, were you?
No.
You better not have been. But yeah, I mean, of course, maps tonight, Obscure and Gravel Pit. I think we should start by talking about that first off. Because I think Obscure in particular is going to be a real interesting one.
Definitely, man. Dignitas shown again that they're just fucking weak on that shit, man.
I've actually not seen the final version of the map being played yet. It will be the final version, I'm guessing, unless there's some strange rule in ETF2L where they have to play older versions of the map. But the final version is out. Byte has finished the map, so we get to see that high quality games on that tonight. Let's see if he's fixed it. Well, I mean, it wasn't broken, but it was a very slow paced map. And I've said that many times before, so I'm sure Byte won't get angry if he's listening.
Well, yeah, I mean, the reason Obscure is interesting is because it's a map that favours Broda significantly, I would say. Unless Dignitas have been doing some hours practicing, it's not their strongest map, and I'll bring in some of my stats to get us started on a good night.
All right, here we go. I apologise to everyone now, because Torin is actually warming up for this game. He cannot be here to give us the jingle, so you're going to have to do without for this evening, because me and Admirable, our singing voices are too beautiful to grace this mumble with.
Indeed. But yeah, like, from this season already, Broda managed to beat IDK, the season 7 champions, 3-2 on Obscure. They took a bit of a thrashing on Badlands, but Obscure is the most important result. They also did well on it last season, Obscure. Compared to that, Dignitas lost 5-2 against the newcomers Kick on Obscure. So haven't got a brilliant track record. Maybe, Admirable, you could talk. Do you have any ideas why they just don't seem to do well in Obscure? Does it not favour their play style, or are they simply too lazy to practice it?
I'd have to go with they're probably too lazy to practice it, man. It's summer. They're going to say that anyway. They're going to say, oh, we don't care, guys. We never play that map. It's fucking shit. Even if they're fucking just terrible at it. But I'd say it's probably just down to being lazy.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably inclined to agree. When you've got players of the calibre they have, surely just not getting a map is down to lack of practice, because otherwise they'd if they had practiced, you'd have to start questioning their skill level. But yeah, the second map will be Gravel Pit. Now that's definitely back more onto Dignitas's territory, would you say, Swally?
Yeah, completely agree. Like, that's, it's always been a bread and butter map for Dignitas in all incarnations. So I mean, I think they're going to do well, but Broder are like, I don't know, Broder are one of these weird, like, not a weird team, one of these teams that are really good at making up original tactics, and they have a lot of flair in their gameplay. So, I don't know, they could be a bit of dark horses on the map. Definitely the underdogs, but I think they have a chance to be able to win it.
Indeed. Well, I mean, this is another interesting thing to talk about, is the sort of lineup shuffles. Because I know for a fact that Broder aren't playing with their full team. I spoke to Torden earlier, and the lineup for tonight will be Walters, Torden, Fanva, Sneeze, and Waco, and they're all Broder players, but they've got Morph coming in, legendary sort of player from Yagana, stepping in to fill a vacancy that they've got. So Broder aren't playing with a full strength lineup, which could be interesting to see how well Morph fits in, but being a Swede, I think he'll do quite well, just sort of slot in. And Dignitas, obviously, fairly recent change of Ape for Hazza. Or should I say Hazza for Ape? That's the correct version. So yeah, neither team completely set in stone with this roster. I mean, of course, Dignitas had that permanent six-man roster for going on months, which is probably one of the reasons why they were so successful. So it is an important point to talk about. But I mean, do you think Morph is going to have a real impact, Swally? Will it make a massive difference for Broder, or do you reckon he'll just get sort of carried along?
I couldn't really say. Like, I've not really seen Morph play too much. I mean, I'm sure he's decent.
Admiral, you got anything insightful then, Swally?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, actually. I didn't really pick up on that myself, but now that you mention it, Morph probably is the weak link in the team. I mean, everyone knows Demo is a pivotal role, but I don't think Morph's in the same standard as Mac or whoever it was playing Demo before him.
But, I think it was Maxim, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Which makes things interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting. One to watch. I guess it's going to be onto the soldiers to do a bit more damage if you can't expect them to be putting out the same output as their Maxisium, or whatever you fucking call it.
Yeah, it is an annoying name.
Maxium.
But yeah, if they're soldiers, it'll be Waco and Sneeze, won't it? The soldiers?
Yes, indeed.
And they're both hugely experienced. So I think if you wanted to have some players around you who could back you up, I mean, Waco's been around since the beginning of time. So, yeah.
You also have to keep in mind that this is AFS. This is a league that is not going to count towards promotion or relegation for the next season. So it's just a bit of fun. I don't know if they're going to take it that seriously, or are they going to use it just as another practice game or what. We'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. It could do things sort of like a survey of the attitudes teams are taking towards the summer competition, because for some, I think it would just be they genuinely just enjoy playing, want to just keep it up. They're not going on massive holidays, so they're just stuck at home. No reason to change the routine kind of thing. For others, it's very much they just want to chill out and just play barely enough to keep up their skills, but have a real summer break. So it'll be interesting to see the different ways these two teams play. Broder have been very committed throughout Season 7, practicing, which paid off, so they are promoted to Division 1, and as Swally said, it doesn't have any effect, so should they, bar them folding, I think they'll be in Division 1 next season with Dignitas, which makes this game especially interesting to see how the teams fare, because Broder in the cadet rankings were put fairly high up, I think, so I think it might have even been fourth. I can't remember. It's
maybe it's
bad considering I compiled it together. But
I'd say maybe they could, if either team wins, it might give like a slight psychological advantage. You know, maybe a bit of meta game coming to play here.
I'm just getting a request from a colleague that Fishu be dragged into the casting channel to provide his unique, insightful analysis.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I will do that right now. Oh, he's in.
Fishu. Just people, right?
But yeah, people I don't think anyone Fishu can hear him. No one can hear him unless unless Ari gives him the admin. So, for people that can't hear what Fish is saying, he's trying to describe
the kick. I am the best medic in Europe. Thanks, man.
He also said that. He said that. But what he's trying to say is that kick didn't practice obscure either, so it's invalid that the scoreline that happened. So. No, I don't think so. Yeah, alright, man, what's up?
He was talking to me, not you, sorry.
Fool. No, he was talking to me.
Alright!
Oh, now you can. I think they can hear you now. They can hear you now.
This is the voice of TF2's most sexy player.
Yeah, you can now explain to them about the kick.
I'm told people still can't hear you, Fishu, so...
Does anyone actually care what Fishu has to say?
No, all he basically said was that he kicked in practice Joyce. Either, so I think he was trying to infer that that Kick's natural talent allow them to beat Dignitas, but I don't think so, because they got thumped on Badlands, so... Well, there's no use making excuses because people can't hear you. I'm just going to say that, yeah, Fishu just was whining. Just whining. Constantly whining. Needs to go and put his demonic pajamas back on. Alright, I've got Pooch now, so I'm... I might just hand over the casting. I'm pretty hungry.
Oh, but, yeah. Fishu.
I don't think I could do much worse than hand over this job of casting than to Fishu.
You could hand it over to me.
People still can't hear you, so I don't know why you're talking. But, yeah, let's get back to important things. ETF2L.radio for shoutouts. It will stop Fishy talking, which is very important. The poll. I made some notes in my in-depth stats. Broder have got the percentage of the ETF2ML community vote to win this game. 42% think that Broder are going to win. 39% Dignitas. So it's very, very close. And 19% think it's a draw. So, interesting stuff.
What about you, Dave? What do you think?
I'm really not sure, you know. I think it vastly depends on the first map. If they play obscure first, which they are, I've just noticed, looked up at my screen, Broder could get quite a lot of momentum. If they win it, as people will probably expect them to, then Gravel Pit could be really, really hard for Dignitas. That said, if Dignitas realise that they need to put some practice in an obscure, and have done, and take the first map, I don't see Broder facing making a real challenge for Dignitas and Gravel Pit. So I'm really not sure. I think it comes down to the first map. That's my tip. I don't know.
I think it's how hard they can make Dignitas rage in the first map to how they perform in the second.
Indeed, yeah. That's a good point. Cheese in between my teeth. So yeah, Dignitas are joining now. And Broder are all on. We just need one more player from Dignitas. It's none other than Bibbon we are waiting for. So, we will kick off on Obscure. I don't know whether, Amrable, you want to give a little rundown of the map?
Oh, it's a fucking shit map, mate. Some terrorist made it. It's just a straight line. If you want to get from one point to another, you always have to Uber out. That's why people hate it, because it's so fucking choky. But apart from that, great map. Really look forward to seeing it played.
So there is a completely unbiased view of the map with none other than James, head of TF2, Admirable McDonnell. That's pretty much it. We just got to wait for these guys to start now. Actually, Admiral, we didn't get your vote for who's going to win this.
Walders. Just Walders.
I see.
I like it.
So yeah, I'll do quick roster rundowns. People should know. Of course, Torden, our casting friend, unable to join us because he's playing, will be medicing. Fanver and Walters as scouts, Sneeze and Wiko as soldiers, and Morph the Merc as demo. Dignitas, of course, everyone knows. Dunk as medic, Tharn and Hazza as soldiers, Rebelli and Bibbon as scouts, and Rib as demo. They are going live now. So, good luck, have funds being exchanged. And we are off. Darn, I've noticed, is going sniper already. So that's an interesting point to be watching. It'll be interesting to see how the Broder scouts counter that. And Rib was there way, way earlier. This time, Broder decided to go through the right-hand side. They're jumping quite aggressively onto the Dignitas side. Done some damage, but not enough. And they've fallen back. Morph just on his own, 8 HP. And Wiko goes down, but two of... Dignitas, three of Dignitas, Rib going down to his own stickies, unfortunately, means that Broder are going to get this point. Darn just trying to get a cheeky headshot before as he leaves, but they are falling back quite sensibly. Both sides are going to have Uber, so we're just a scout capping Broder already pushing on. They've got the heavies there to do it, and Darn doesn't quite manage to get a pick. Neither of my co-casters spotted the crits, so crits gets charged, but nice counter Uber from Dunk, but nobody dead yet. So we've got a soldier, I think that's Wiko hiding, Sneeze, hiding underneath the point, does eventually go down. So two down for Broder, scout soldier, and Morph's going to go down too. So Dignitas going to look to counterattack now. They're using regular Uber compared to Broder's crits, which puts them at a bit of an advantage as long as they can stay alive. Rib going in aggressive here, trying to get some ground, does really well, takes down Wiko, gets trapped by a scout. Walters goes down as well, though. So this point goes to Dignitas. Dunk just running around on his own. And it looks like they're going to push it on that right-hand side. Fairly back and forward. Can we have a bit of a discussion about middle there, you guys? You're watching it. What did you see?
Darn was just totally put out of the game there. He tried to snipe, got shut down on the right, and just chickened out. Didn't do anything at middle. That's why they lost.
But, I think he was counting on Walters actually sniping at middle at the beginning as well, and kind of... was surprised that they were so aggressive.
Well, Q, you saying that Walters is now playing sniper, so of course one of the very best snipers you all see.
You should notice
some insane shots out of the bag. Yeah, sorry.
Torden's hiding in spawn. They're going to try and crit out after they cap the point.
I like it.
Sunny there.
Great spot.
I like it.
And it does mean nom nom pizza. That Dignitas is pushing forward. Here goes the crit. Sneeze gets one on Rebelli, but Dignitas are all the way over on that other side. They've made use of the new route that Byte has put into the map to stop some of the criticism that James so admirably put up before.
I like what you did there.
And it allows Dignitas to get straight onto that point. That crit's tactic not working quite as they would have wanted. Morph does manage to take down Dunk, so an important kill, but Torden is the only one alive, so he can't charge that Uber. He's on 30%, just trying to retreat. Does very, very well, and he gets back up from his two scouts. So Torden on Kritzkrieg is going to charge a lot faster, and it's going to mean that Broder need to push out pretty much straight away as soon as they get it to try and hold off Dignitas. Dunk still using regular Uber, I think. I'm just going to flick through and have
a
look.
He is indeed.
Thank you for that. And Broder Sneeze whipping out the heavy with the Natasha, so that's going to be an interesting defensive obstacle Dignitas is going to have to overcome. I have noticed Bibbon's using the bonk drink, so he's going to dart in. Might be quite fun watching him cause a little bit of a distraction for Broder. But they've got to set up this defense now, and they are pushing with crits up the top. Scout doing some good damage there. That is that's Bibbon putting some pressure on the medic scout combo as it is now. Two go down for Dignitas, but three down, and Fandra is very, very, very low. So almost four down for Broder. All the heavies apart from Sneeze, but Torden does manage to escape, so he's trying to defend this. Dunk didn't go down, however, and they are going to Uber in now, and it's going to have to take some impressive defense from Broder to stop this. Second heavies come out, Bibbon goes down, Sneeze goes down, and Morph is putting up a stellar defense at the moment. He's getting juggled all over the place, but he's still alive. Eventually gets taken down by Hazza, but Dunk, Rib, and Rebelli go down. Some really nice work by the Broder scouts, and only Darn is alive now. He is playing soldier, not sniper, so he could try and defend this. I'm not quite sure where he is, but it looks like Broder are going to recap this second point quite quickly. Having said that, Darn coming in on the last point. Oh, he's supposed to get it. He's on literally 2 or 3 HP. Really nice back cap from him. Took out Fanva. And first round goes to Dignitas. So could be a bit of a turn up for the books here, would you say, Swally?
Yeah, that was a bit of a shame. I really liked how Broder pushed out there. Torden kept his crits. But you've always got to be wary about those back caps, even by soldiers, you know what I mean?
So indeed, yeah.
They got caught sleeping with their trousers on their ankles.
Very smart play. Dignitas getting here significantly earlier than Broder. Broder just coming up through the bottom. Having said that, I think Broder probably got there quicker in hindsight. So Reveille goes down from Walters, and Broder all over this point. Dignitas again falling out. Darn's playing sniper again, so perhaps trying to get a pick. It hasn't worked so far. And Broder already rolling on. Kritz has been popped. Going for the charge sticky. Doesn't quite manage to get Duncan. Torden's down. Sneeze is down. Dignitas just clearing up here. And at the moment, the tale seems to be that Dignitas getting lucky with the fact that none of the crits actually do any damage to them. Whether that's luck or skill. I don't know, Admirable, you're watching Dignitas. Would you say that Dunk is just playing well, or is he getting lucky and avoiding some of the charge stickies?
I mean, Broder are making it easy for them. They know they're going to push with crits, so it's just too easy to predict and stay back, stay alive.
Yeah, well,
so they just isolate the medic and take him down.
Yeah, both scouts there from Broder managed to get behind him and doing a nice back cap, but Dignitas, as per usual, pull everybody back, make sure that back cap gets stopped, and then start to move forward. They are going to probably cap this middle point. I can't see Broder putting up a defence. And yeah, Broder are staying out. Interestingly, Torden has now switched back to regular Uber. So just going to set up this defence. They're playing quite far forward, actually. Often teams play further back in the air. They are moving a bit further back now. Dignitas pushing on this right-hand side as you look from mid to CP2. On the ramp area now, which is slightly unusual position because you can be seen quite easily. And Rib just putting some spam over. And I see a soldier sneeze just jumping up onto that crate just to check where Dignitas are. And in fact, they're playing very, very close, Broder here. Uber had to be triggered. Sneeze goes down. Good multis from the Dignitas medic Dunk. But they fall out quite calmly. Two down, however, for Broder. So Broder need to be careful. Three go down. And they're getting caught out here. Rib does go down, but that's not going to be enough. Because we've got scouts here flanking on all sides, trying to put pressure on. Wiko goes for the block, but gets pistoled out of the air by Rebelli. And it looks like Dignitas are just going to walk straight on. Walters, we see now, coming up with the headshots. Dignitas, Darn, and Dunk getting taken down. Epic defence here. It's not going to be quite enough. Having said that, Sneeze comes in. Can't do quite enough. And the second round goes to Dignitas. Interesting that even though Broder are winning middle, they're not managing to take the next point. What's going wrong with their attacks, Ryan?
It's the crits. It's totally the crits. I mean, crits is okay if you can take people by surprise with it. That's basically what you need it for. But they're just being obvious with it. Dignitas can just fall out and wait for Uber or get in a better position to kill the medic and then it's game over, basically.
Well, Broder have switched up their strategy this time. They've got a sniper at middle. Walters is playing sniper. And they've come the regular route onto the bridge. Rib goes down to Wiko. And it looks like Dignitas having a far more even battle here. They've managed to get out of their enclosed area. Darn goes down. He hadn't played sniper this time. Might be regretting it. And it looks like Broder are again going to take this point. Dignitas, even though they got out of their sort of base area in the house, weren't really able to do much damage, and Rebelli goes down, insult to injury. So only two down, however, for Dignitas. I think Rib might have spawned. But they're going to have to fall back. Torden has got Uber, and he's using regular Uber now. And they've switched it up onto the right-hand side. Darn has gone sniper, so he'll be one to watch. And Dignitas forced Uber quite early. We've got Soldier Sneeze here trying to get up on that height advantage, do some damage, and he's forced the Dignitas players back. And now we see the jumping advancement of Broder. That said, Torden goes down. Walters and Sneeze go down. But not before the heavies can do some damage. Morph coming up with some nice kills there. And now Dignitas are looking to clean up. But having said that, Wiko comes in. Two really important kills. Eventually gets taken down, though, by Reveille. And Dignitas are going to be able to save this point. Fanva is the only one alive for Broder. But don't think Dignitas are going to push. Only a scout and a sniper alive. And indeed, Darn is just sitting back on that point. These pushes are a fairly mixed bag at the moment, Admirable. I mean, what's going on?
There's some great focus fire there. Like, you had all the heavies focusing on the combo, but just took their eye off the prize there. Let Darn and Rebelli come in from the side.
Yeah. It's always very, very important to keep your focus up after you've made the initial push. It's the exit that you need to be really careful about. And Broden now, Ubers are pretty much exactly the same, trying to look to push in on that main door on the left-hand side. Sneeze has jumped in, going to get caught out here. Morph goes down, Wiko goes down. So Broda here really messed up that push, and Sneeze goes down finally. And Torden is going to have to retreat. He's got two scouts, Bibbon and Rebelli, chasing him down. He's got the needle gun out, but I can't see how he's going to survive that. And indeed, he does go down. Dunk with Uber. This round surely has got to go to Dignitas, would you say, Swally? I mean, they've got middle, they've got Uber, and Broda have only just respawned.
I was kind of confused why they actually pushed there. They didn't even have Uber or anything. It was just seemed to be kind of a, oh, you've committed now, so let's just keep going forward type of thing.
Indeed.
They should maybe just take a second step back and get Uber and try and go in an equal footing at least.
Well, yeah, Dignitas going to have to wait for the heavies. The soldiers just arriving now. They have got Uber just sitting outside. Walters has gone sniper, so who might be one to watch? See if he can get an incredible pick or something off Dunk. Scout Bibbon bonks in just to check for stickies. A nice tactic there. Nice use of the bonk. And Dignitas just coming up into the top lobby. We have got a heavy sitting on that bridge, and Dunk Ubers in early. Knows that Torden doesn't have it. Torden not too far off, though, if he can stay alive. And they need to focus fire here now. Morph and Wiko go down, but there's a second heavy on that point. And Torden still isn't down. He's on 95% Uber, so they are going to be able to defend this point as long as he can stay alive. There's a soldier on that right-hand side as you look from CP1 to CP2, trying to do some damage. Walters goes down. It's a nice work from Rebelli, and Hazard just sitting up top watching. Needs to be careful he doesn't get caught out. Sneeze is indeed pushing, but Sneeze goes down instead. So Broda really need to have some discipline here, make sure they don't lose players as they try and push out, even though they've got Uber. And now they've got some spawns to try and defend this. They could really do with pushing now. Dunk on 65%, trying to make use of this. But Wiko goes down, and Torrent had to use it. I didn't quite see why. I think he must have been thinking that Darn was going to snipe him. Could appreciate if you guys can tell me a detailed answer on that. But either way now, Doug with a massive advantage. He's just got Uber. They're up top. He needs his second soldier with him, ideally, but they're going to push in anyway. Darn, sorry, yeah, that's why he hasn't got a second soldier, because he's sniping. Darn takes out that sniper threat of Walters, and Dunk doing a good job to multi here, although that said, Rib goes down, couldn't quite keep up with him. They're quite spread out, and this heavy, really, Fandra has got to do all the defensive work. He's got a Darn sniper nearly on his head, and Fandra manages to go down to Bibbon, who has wheeled out the heavy as well. It's the battle of the heavies at the moment. Heavy sitting behind that back right crate. Bibbon goes down, and Darn is going to go down too. And Broda just managing to survive here by the skin of their teeth. And importantly, Dunk goes down too. We've got Morph pushing aggressively on this left-hand side. And that soldier there is very, very trapped. Hazard goes down indeed. And so Dignitas haven't managed to utilise that massive Uber advantage they had. And Broda are going to recap this point. They are 2-0 up, I suppose, Admirable. But you'd expect them to do better than that, surely.
Yeah, man, they keep feeling the pushes. The first one in the first round, they all dropped down, so they died. But that most recent push, they all just three of them pushed, and they failed, didn't get any kills, didn't focus targets. Just like elementary stuff, they're not
working together. Well, that is a massive kill. Darn managing to take down Torden, who did have Uber, I think, which makes a huge amount of difference. Dignitas are going to be able to defend this point now. Morph going down too, so Darn really starting to put his sniping rifle into effective use. And Dignitas already pushing forward. Rib inside the enemy base, the blue base, looking to catch some players out with some innovative stickies. He's already going in, but he sees Sneeze, I think that is. Wiko and Torden. And we're back to where we were 2 minutes ago with Dignitas attacking last. We've got a heavy again. Sneeze is playing heavy. Darn goes down now, that's important, but Dignitas are already Ubering in. Rib going aggressive on Torden, does manage to get him, saying some stickies around, and he needs to get those heavies down. The heavies are really important. Bibbon goes down to Sneeze the heavy, and heavy dropping down now. Sneeze coming up huge there, has a dunk, and he should get a third, doesn't manage to. Rebelli manages to take him down in the end, but it's now the battle of the Derriman. Morph triumphing over Rib, and Dignitas don't again manage to take this final point. It must be getting rather frustrating, and Broda surviving. We've got a scout coming in now. Rebelli going aggressive, but Morph just turns around, pipe in his face. Broda doing fairly well here. They're putting heavies to effective use, Swally. They're going to need to push back effectively. What do they do to mess up that last push?
To be honest, it's a pretty tricky point to push out from. A really easy point to defend. not a fan of this last point, but I don't know, they have to wait until Dignitas make a big mistake and then capitalise on it like they did the other time.
Well, it's snipers galore here. Darn's playing sniper, so is Bibben, and Walters is playing sniper. So you've got three to keep your eye on. Bibben's sniping from the top, Darn's sniping from the bottom. He's got a scout protecting him as well. And he does manage to get a pick. Walters goes down, so Torden's going to have to be very, very careful. He doesn't get his precious head taken out here. And if Darn could get one of those heavies, it would really, really make a massive difference. Well, Hazard's done a great job on that right-hand side, taking down Morph, and now they're pushing straight in. Dunk doesn't manage to rebar him. Hazard just getting juggled out of his reach. And now Bibbing takes down Famba. That's one heavy down.
Oh.
Torden goes down too. Really, really nice work. Darn gets picked off, though, and it's the soldiers now, but it's not going to be enough. Having said that, Weaker came in with the equaliser, I think it was, trying to last dash defence. Doesn't manage to do it. And we're now 3-0 to Dignitas with just under 15 minutes left. Going to be 14 by the time these guys get to middle. And this isn't quite what we expected. Have Dignitas been putting in some practice, do you think? Do they look particularly smooth?
To be honest, like, Morph doesn't seem to be pulling his weight that much. And I don't know, they just seem to be choosing the wrong tactics, Broder, so...
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. It seems to be a tactical problem rather than necessarily a frag problem. Walters takes down one, gets picked off by Darn though, and Bibben coming in, taking down Morph, who isn't, as you say, having the greatest time, constantly being targeted, as we saw last round, by players like Hazard. And Famva, though, doing a good job, takes down Rib. Really, really nice work. And he's flanking, trying to get Dunk. Dunk is being protected at the moment by Darn, but they are retreating. Just about. That said, we've got a soldier going in aggressive, Sneeze going in aggressive, Dunk does manage to get Uber, and Sneeze gets picked off by Hazard, who's spawned just in time to save his medic Dunk. So we are going to see Broder again take this middle point, just about. Their heavies have spawned, they're going to need to wait, and Darn is just going to try and get a cheeky pick onto these players. They're having to sit quite far back on middle. I heard a headshot sound there, not quite sure from whom. I think Walter's got a headshot on Darn. Yeah, he did. So Darn just retreating, and Broder need to get their heavies.
I'd just like to mention that on the scores at the moment, every class bar Darn, I mean every player bar Darn on Dignitas are top fragging. So Rib with 20 kills, Darn with 17, Rebellion Hazza with 16, and Bibben with 14, so...
Indeed.
They're definitely getting outfragged to the max.
Well, I want to introduce some new catchphrases into my casting, and I think one of them is going to be the frags don't lie, and that is the definite sign from this game. Both Ubers being popped in that right-hand side, Bibben goes down, and Broder trying to look to clean up here. They triggered Ubered after, but Morph not really being able to get in. Some nice sticky defensive work from Rib, who's got that height advantage on the crate, and Dignitas survived to see another day. Broder have, however, managed to push in on that right-hand side. They managed to dodge those stickies, so not too well laid from Rib there. One of the rare mistakes you see from him. And they are pushing in now. They've got a scout putting pressure on. Rebelly does really, really nicely there. Gets Morph and Sneeze, and he's going to get Fanva too. So great play from him. He manages to completely clean up the enemy heavies. And he's pushing on now. Dunk on 55% Uber, and it's only Walters alive. Having said that, he gets taken down. So sorry to him, commentator's curse. And Dignitas are going to take this point, no problem. And with an Uber advantage now... Torden just spawned but not charging, pretty much a 70% Uber advantage. They're going to go straight on to second. Broder are, however, electing to try and defend this. It might be slightly unwise because they could get caught out terribly if Dignitas push straight in, and they've got their scouts pushing in on the right hand side. Bibben goes down, but Morph and Sneeze down, so Dignitas just rolling in. Torden goes down too, and this is where they didn't want to be caught out and are five down. Weeko the only one alive. And Dignitas just going to send a scout to Cap, already moving into that lobby with Darn and Hazard. There's no opposition at the moment, I don't think. Well, we've got a spy in play. Unless Weaker can do something brilliant with the spy, I don't quite see how he's going to do it. Dunk Ubers just in case. And Weaker is still running around trying to get a backstab on an Uber player. Hasn't been noticed yet because he was camouflaged. And Broder managing to hold on here. Dignitas really should have done better with that Uber. Didn't really kill much, but Weaker and Walters eventually go down, and we do go to 4-0. Dignitas increasingly looking a bit more clinical, the Dignitas of old that we know. What do you think this impact is going to have for gravel pit? Do you reckon it's just going to be a complete landslide?
I hope not, but the chances are quite high.
It just seems indeed. Like Morph isn't able to shut down Rib at all, and he's just running free.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, and that's and the one wonder you don't want to have running free, you know what I mean?
Indeed. Well, Brodo electing to come underneath this time, going a bit more aggressive. Bibbon goes down, and two down for Dignitas now. Make that three as Hazard goes down to some sticky work from Morph. Rib very, very low too, and Walters manages to finish him off. So Brodo are going to take this point. All except Famva managed to stay alive in that push. So they really need to make the most of this time. There's 10 minutes left. You can definitely get a couple of rounds in that. Don't know whether you could get enough to draw. Four rounds would be a tough call against Dignitas, but they could manage to save some face and get a couple on the board. And they are on second now, just capping that. Going to play it sensibly, not do a stretch the team out and push in with the heavies. They are electing to go on this right-hand side into lobby instead of that small stair route on the right-hand side. And Torden's Ubered in early. Ubered straight up. Dunk does have Uber, and there's a pyro causing some problems. I expect that's Bibbon. Yep, it is. And he goes down. Morph getting a kill and Wiko. But Dignitas choosing to use the heavy tactic that works so well for Broder on a couple of occasions. Rebelli getting some nice kills and Reb cleaning up. So only two alive. Torden does manage to escape and he's running back. Not quite sure where he is. Haven't seen him yet. But he's alive for definite. And Wibby's going quite aggressive. But Dignitas are going to take this point. We've got Darn sniping on the balcony, so that's not wise for Broder to try and peek that. And they are going to have to regroup at middle. I didn't see where Torden went. He managed to escape really well. But either way, having said that, I've looked down and he's dead.
Yeah, so he got chased down by Rib. Rib just stickied him, so he couldn't retreat and got one.
Oh, poor Torden.
Poor Torden indeed.
Poor Torden. Well, Dignitas anyway, rolling on. Sneeze tried to do a little ninja move there. Managed to take out Darn, but nothing more. Gave away probably what was a good position just for a sniper. Isn't great tactically, but Rib goes down. So Broder might have a chance to defend this. Dunk, however, has got Uber and he's been forced underneath. Morph trying to do some good work to force that Uber, but doesn't in the end. And Hazard now, with his medic, has got the full use of this Uber. He's got a load of players around him. He's choosing to ignore the soldier who is under the point, and he needs to clean him up. But other than that, Dignitas looking slightly uncoordinated, but in control, to say the least, of this map. That said, Walters manages to get in behind, does manage to get cleaned up by Hazard, though, and Dignitas have retreated right the way back. So you would have expected to take that middle point, but they didn't. Even though they had a full Uber, didn't help that they dropped off underneath. And Dignitas on the back foot, Broder pushing forward now, have got a full Uber advantage. 40% to 100, and they are going to roll in now. They could do with Morph accompanying them. He's been stuck out, and Rib is perilously far forward at the moment. He should get shut down immediately, but Torden gets taken down by Darn with Uber. Massive, massive kill there. And Rib, who had been perilously far forward, manages to do some damage just before Hazard comes in and probably will clean up a scout and a soldier. Forces Fanver back. And Morph there really needed to be with his heavies. Who just got caught out completely, jumping too far away from Torden, and then Torden got sniped, so not great. Dunk with Uber now, all six of Dignitas alive, and they're just sitting quite far back. They seem fairly content not to push massively at the moment. Would you say that's fair? They're probably just playing down the clock.
Brothers really. They're just not playing as a team at all. Like, definitely cannot split up against a team like Dignitas. You have to play like a unit, and it's just... I don't know. It's indeed. The summer, it's the heat that's going to their heads.
Well, Walters gets taken down again by Darn. Darn having a pretty good game, even though he's not top scoring. Sneeze and Torden go down to that scout combo. Darn finishes off Fanva, adding insult to injury. And Wiko gets airshotted by Hazard. So, Dignitas, would you say, Emrable, just getting better and better and better as this map goes on?
Definitely. They're just letting... Like, there's an undercurrent here where the snipers aren't being dealt with at all. At the start, it was... Torden thought it'd be a good idea to run crits against the sniper, which obviously isn't a good idea. And still, they're not pressuring Darn, even though he's there. Like, no one's harassing Darn. He's getting easy shots off.
Yeah, well, the trouble is he does stick very close to Dunk. Those guys are pretty good friends as well as close players in game. So he's getting the benefit of a lot of heals. If you want evidence of that, just search Darn Dunk I-39 on YouTube. You'll see why. But Broder again. defending. They've got the heavy out, Dunk on 95% Uber, Torden on 50. So if they push in straight away, which it looks like they are, they're moving down this left-hand side, right-hand side if you're sitting on the last point. And they've Ubered in straight away. Hazard jumping across to try and kill Torden. Does manage to in the end. And doing some good work on her, on Morph. Morph on 22 HP. And they've map changed. Would you believe it? Well, I'm guessing
they must
that
have
they definitely kept.
So 5-0, wow. Surprised?
Very surprised.
Hello.
I mean, I'd probably be surprised if it was another team, but it is Stigmatize. So,
that's
not
true.
Really that surprised, to be fair. Like, when they're on, when they're, like, playing well, they play well, and there's nothing you can do about it. It doesn't matter how good you are. Like, there's only a select, not even two or three teams that can deal with Dignitas when they're playing the game, you know what I mean? So,
indeed. Well, it should have some exciting implications for this gravel pit map, but perhaps Dignitas, motivated by that Season 7 loss to IDK, are going to be rejuvenated even, that's the word, in this AFS season and come back even stronger in Season 8. So we are going to be playing gravel pit. Before we do start that map, let's just perhaps discuss man of the maps for Obscure. Admiral, you were focusing particularly on Dignitas in that map. Who would you say played well for them?
The frags don't lie, man. It's all about
Indeed.
Rib. Rib and Darn, I'd say.
They did do a very, very solid job. Rib just doing his usual aggressive sort of sticky positions at middle and just forcing the enemy back. Even though, of course, Broder did do very well at middle. So it'll be an interesting game for them to analyse after and understand how they managed to mess things up. But, Swally, your vote for MVP?
I have to agree with my potato-picking friend over here. Rib, he did play very well. Like, it's been a while since I've seen Rib play very well, and I'm happy to see him back on form. I think Dunk becoming the new medic, he's going to whore Rib a little bit more, which is quite nice, and you're going to see him do a lot more damage than he was in the tail end of Aggron's era, shall I say.
Aggron's tenureship.
Yeah,
well,
that is the right word indeed.
Well, yeah, I think I'd be probably inclined to agree with you. I think Hazza had a pretty nice game in terms of just being close enough to save Dunk on quite a few occasions, and I don't really remember Dunk dying particularly often to surprise kills compared to Torden, who got headshotted quite a few times at vital moments, and that's obviously not his fault particularly, just more the skill of Darn. So I think, for me, Hazza would get my vote. That said, I think Broder did have quite a few players who played reasonably well. Walters wasn't completely outclassed as sniper, but the rest of his team didn't really do enough to give him a free rein.
I think part of it was to do with the setup. Dignitas had the two free scouts to harass Walters or whoever was sniping, so it made it a lot harder for him to actually get those headshots on the medic or whatever.
Yeah, definitely super tricky to counter snipe when you have to think about two scouts running around and flanking you and all this malarkey.
Indeed. Well, I said it partway through that game, but I kind of got the impression that it was tactical errors that cost them the first two rounds of that game when they were using crits. And I think once Dignitas saw that they could do it, you know, perhaps lacking a bit of confidence on Obscure, as understandable from their recent results, once they realised they could do it, they just went from strength to strength. So,
do we have any shout-outs?
We do. We have a couple. We have a shout-out from Box Kona to Stevie Jaya. I can't quite see who Morphine shout-outs to. It says, shout-out to Linus. I'm Commander Shepard and he is my favourite, I would imagine that last word is. Sunny says, shout-out to Admirable. Finally, we have a decent caster. I was tempted not to read that out, you know, because I think that's a downright lie, but, you know, what can you do?
I love that guy. Shout-out to Tony the Tiger, a.k.a. Sunny.
There's definitely some dodgy relations.
I'd like to give
there.
A shout-out to the People's Republic of Knifeback.
Yeah, I'd like to echo that shout-out, actually. I think that from all their troubles, I think they deserve a shout-out. We have started now. Setup is on 50 seconds as of now, for those of you who want to sync the recording and the demo later after this game. Broder are defending first, and Dignitas obviously on attack. It'll be interesting to see how they set up. Torden has got regular Uber, and they are running a sniper, but not interestingly Walters. Fanver is playing sniper. And Dignitas, on the other hand, has got standard setup. Nothing exciting to see there. And so we'll just have to wait and see which way these guys push. So, 15 seconds left of setup. What can we talk about?
The World Cup.
The World Cup?
Yeah. How were you happy that France went out so early?
I was overjoyed, man. Overjoyed. Sure, France and England out. What more do you want?
potato cider being drunk in the streets everywhere.
Moving swiftly on. They have not started. And Dignitas elected to go to A first. Walters there. I think he was playing scout instead of sniper, perhaps because Broder, I think he's a slightly stronger scout than Fanver, was going to try and do some cheeky damage, but didn't manage to. So Dignitas just putting all their men on A to try and get that cap nice and quick. Although, having said that, it's only times three. Reveille just running around in spawn. Dignitas, Bibben just running around at the entrance from A to C. And Walters sitting in spawn, so he'll be one to watch. Could make a couple of picks if Dignitas choose to go from the A to C route, which Bibben is currently sort of scouting out.
Headies here from Dignitas. Don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, gosh. This could be very interesting. Darn and Rebelly are playing heavy.
Watch as well. Morph in the sea house. He's hiding in the light spot. What I would call the numlock spot.
Yes. Well, Walters comes in and gets that shot that we were talking about, takes down Dunk, and now Broder are going to aggressively counterattack. Sneeze going for Rib, notices he's got a soldier behind him. Torden manages to kill him off, and Bibben goes down too, so it could be a complete landslide here for Dignitas, but this is where the heavies come in. Broder didn't anticipate this, and Sneeze is pretty much caught out. He's going to try and do some damage. Reveille gets taken down by that sniper shot, but Broder doing very, very well there to pick up on what was a great shot by Walters. And aggressively attack. Really, really nice work from them. And that's going to add a considerable amount of time to the clock. So we could see a bit of an upset here. The maps we predicted Dignitas to win, they might not. And the ones we thought Broder might win, they haven't. But as you know, you can never be fully correct in this business. But we shall have to see what Dignitas try and do to remedy the situation. They are pushing straight away on. Walters takes down Rib, who jumped aggressively to try and cause some distraction, perhaps on the roof of B. Dignitas are just piling on the pressure now. And Walters takes down Dunk again. So not a great start for Dignitas at all. They have got a capping point power on B, but I think it's just Bibben. Sorry, it was Hazard who gets taken off quite quickly. Bibben trying to just take out Walters, who's being so dangerous with that sniper rifle, but does get taken down. So Dignitas have really got to regroup and rethink what they're going to do. It's a shame that they didn't quite manage to use that heavy strategy, because that could have been interesting.
Yeah,
what do
I
you reckon they were
looking
trying
forward to
do?
Seeing it. But I'd like to give you this quote from Source TV, which is always the source of very intellectual conversation.
Indeed.
Where HE3 has said, "Walters is a fucking aimbot."
Well, Darn and Rebelli going down again. Broder Torden has elected to use his Uber, and he's just causing havoc. Dunk goes down, Hazard goes down, and I can't really see why Dignitas are keeping on pushing. They seem to need to completely just regroup and stop pushing without Uber. Rib is dying quite a lot, not having a great game, really. And Walters is pretty much carrying. As Swally said, Walters has an aimbot, and it's paying off. So, we've had a reasonable amount of time on this clock now. Walters finally going down.
Maybe
to Darn.
Not.
Very, very important kill. And now Dignitas are going to go. Rib jumping aggressively onto that roof. And Bibben on that point takes down Wiko. And now Broder are going to have to do something to block this. Torden, they're playing very far back by C. They are going to get Uber. So it'll be interesting to see if they're going to push. Looks like they are. But there are stickies there. They're going to have to Uber very, very early. And Dignitas are very far back. So it'll be interesting to see if Broder can get any kills out of this. They are indeed being forced back by some beautiful jumping work by Bibben, who's doing all sorts of problems. He's got two on one, though, and he needs to stay alive, really, for that capping power he has. Takes down Fanver, and he's going to probably take down Morph. He's got some backup now from Rebelli, who does take down Morph, and Dunk manages to just stay alive. So Dignitas really, really doing quite well there on that death matching skill. Forced that Uber nice and early from some stickies from Rib and just used the distance of Gravel Pit to stay alive. Now Dan really coming into his own, takes down Torden, and Dignitas are already Ubered onto that last point C. They've got Sneeze was trying to go heavy and save some time, but he hadn't managed to get up to that spire. So now Morph is just trying to desperately take out Dan. Darn Rib, Dunk, anyone, eventually jumps up but gets taken out, and Dignitas really should have this. We've got one scout left on here. Walters switch from sniper, might cost Broder if they manage to get this, but they aren't. Torden coming up with his needle guns out, doesn't manage to do it, and that is well, 4:55. Dignitas haven't managed to do too badly considering they've messed up two pushes to B, would you say, Swally?
Yeah.
Oh gosh!
Like
I take your analysis as time to eat a bite of my pizza. You can't just say one word. I've got a massive amount of pizza in my mouth.
No, yeah, it was strange that the fact that they failed so badly on those pushes and then they just like bang, let's take B, bang, take C, and that was it, game over.
Well, so, it literally was.
You think if they did that at the beginning, then maybe they would have had a much shorter round time. But
well, if you remember, I mean, Walters took down Dunk when they first pushed from A via C to B.
Yeah, I do remember. It was only again. 5 minutes ago, Dave.
Well, I just, you know, from a guy who wears a nappy, you can't expect too much.
A nappy?
I don't know why I said that. Sorry, it's quite harsh. Anyway, Broder now on the offensive. Going to be interesting to see what they do. Bibben, as usual, going NG. And Dan playing sniper. Dan, who pretty much rescued that round for Dignitas by taking down Walters. And Dignitas not going to try and even hold A at all, as is pretty much standard tactics. And Torden and his whole team are sitting on that point, apart from one soldier who I can't see. Yeah, he's just waiting by C. So they are going to go via C. Now, this is what Walters did, and it is what Dan is going to try and do as well, just sitting by spawn. They haven't seen him yet, and he's going to try and get that pick. He has been seen now. Nice observation there by Sneeze. And Sneeze putting some pressure on Walter, Dan. Dan just getting caught out by Wicker, who managed to jump outside his scope view. And it does mean that now Broder are going to take advantage of what Dignitas couldn't do and push straight in via C. Dignitas do know they're there, though. Dan, of course, would have told the team. And Rib does have some stickies in that left-hand entrance. Sentry gun goes down, though, and that's really important. Nice soldier combined work by the soldiers of Broder, and Walters gets the second sentry gun that Bim was trying to quickly build. So it does mean that Broder should be able to move in fairly quickly without using Uber. That said, they choose to do it quite early, and Walters goes down to a headshot. So does Morph go down too, and Broder haven't really killed much in this push. They've just lost players. Weka goes down too, and Dignitas, apart from Hauser, have managed to stay alive here. Dan manages to use the teleporter that Broder didn't destroy. It's sitting on the other side, just in the halfway through the door. It's a slight bug, allows him to get to B very quickly. A careless move from Broder that they really should have spotted and taken down that teleporter. Sort of elementary mistake, Admirable, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to have to think of some more challenging questions for you. I just try and get you involved, and it takes you a second to say yes. Anyway, Sneeze goes down to Dan, and Broder having to face off a lot of spam here. Dignitas, no, they're in that A tunnel, and they're having to clear the stickies that Rib's put down, try and get into a decent position, but with Rib up on that roof, he's now dropped down. They are going to have to Uber him very early. Wiko goes in, trying to get some kills onto Torden. Sorry, not onto Torn, onto Dunk. Dunk counter Ubers. Sentry gun goes down for Bibben, but so does Morph. And Broder really in a bad position. Torden is caught out, can't jump up back into that spawn, so he's going to have to sit in that A tunnel. And Dignitas looking fairly solid. Fanver going to try and get Darn, that lethal player for Dignitas, who is doing such a great job at the moment of taking out that early frag from whoever pushes in first. But he doesn't manage to, gets taken down, so both teams fairly even. That said, Walters now comes up big, gets that sniper kill, so could we see exactly what happened to Broder being happening the next round for Dignitas? One kill on that sniper, and the other team pushes in. Well, Torden, sorry, not Torden, Walters has been spotted having to retreat, and Rib manages to take down Fanver. So not too great a start for Broda. That said, they've managed to work themselves in to that upper point, and finally the teleporter goes down, so an important kill there. They're going to try and get Darn too. It is Darn, and they have Ubered now, so Sneeze goes down. There's no sentry to get, they just need to clean up. And Dunk doesn't quite have Uber, so if they could get him, it'd be a massive coup. But he does manage to get Uber just in time, just as Torden goes down too. Now, Walters has just appeared on that left tunnel, but Dunk saw him, and he has a counter Uber just in case. Sentry gun goes down, and Dignitas are going to be able to hold this point. Rib going aggressive here, trying to just clean up that scout who's pushing in that left-hand tunnel. Reveille goes down to Sneeze. And Rib is just going to fall back. Walters goes down to Darn here, so really not looking good for Broda. And they need to do something here to fix up their pushes. What could they possibly do, Swally?
I think they just need to push more as a unit. They just seem to be splitting up too much, and it's just not working. Like, they need to just stick together and get the picks and push in more methodically than they are at the moment.
I think there's no urgency in their play. They're not going for a dunk when they should be. Like, they had the Uber advantage, but they let him get it. They're just going for the wrong people.
Well, having said that, they have managed to work their way in now, but perhaps a classic example of them wasting time. Rico taking out the teleporter instead of really getting on that point. And as a result, Dunk gets the Uber. They counter Uber and just basically block that point. Sneeze can't do anything but just try and do some damage. And it's not going to be enough. So Dignitas take the first half of Gravel Pit very securely, looking very, very strong on this map. And they are going to swap teams now. Of course, they're both got a chance to attack and defend first. But that was pretty clinical from Dignitas. But having said that, it seems more like it's Broda's mistakes than Dignitas's massive gains. Be interesting to see. I mean, Admirable, do you think it's a side like TCM maybe, who are a bit more solid in their teamwork, will be causing Dignitas some problems right now?
I think Broda are definitely making it easy for them. They're not really being creative with the pushes. Like, they all push from the same side. You've got to open them up on as many fronts as you can to get them distracted and get them nervous. But they're just, like, falling into Dignitas's trap every time.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, from my angle, every time I saw Broda pushing, Sneeze would go down pretty much instantly, whether it was to a Darn headshot, to some aggressive rib stickies, to Hazard jumping in and doing some nice rocket shots. He just didn't have a lucky break, and consequently, whenever Broda tried to push, they didn't have anybody really there to back up Morph, and Morph was jumping up onto that B-Reef, obviously out of reach of the medic, and so it was never going to look good. Now, we have got Sneeze playing Sniper here, which could be very interesting.
Spy,
that's the one. I've only been playing this game for how long since it came out? So
he's been spotted straight away. That is a shame.
Yeah, gutted for him. Real shame. To answer Needler, who asked in ETF2L.radio, where we are doing shoutouts, I'm eating pizza. It's pretty good. It's getting a bit cold though. Still got a couple of slices left, but. Broda electing not to put too many people on this point to just try and get straight through. They're being very cautious, checking out whether Darn is sniping from spawn. Haven't seen him yet. And Walters is trying to catch a sight of him. There he is, just ducking back into spawn. And Torden has managed to get in free to that left-hand side of point B. Walters does go down to Darn, though, so not a great start for their push. They need people alive. But Dignitas know clearly where they are, so it's not going to be easy for Broda. They're sat in the sort of connector area from C to B on the farthest right area, at the top area, as you say, probably. And they are double spamming that sentry gun. Nice tactic there. They've been trying to desperately mend that, but his dispenser's quite far away, so with some more spam, they could take it out. But as I said, Sneeze goes down just when they need him to stay alive. Not through any particular fault of his own, trying to get that sentry gun, but just good targeted spam from Dignitas. And now Broda are looking a bit uninspired. They need Walters as well to try and get a frag. So those two entry players down, and it's going to slow them completely up. Of course, in this stop-the-clock game, stopwatch even, that's the one, time is obviously vitally important. Well, Morph comes in trying to get that sentry, doesn't manage to get it. The very, very early Uber from Torden to try and get that because of the lack of players around. means that he does retreat early after triggering that Uber, and Sentry stays up, which is pretty much the epitome of fail. Darn manages to take down Walters too, so that push from Broda just going absolutely nowhere, and Dignitas looking very, very strong here.
Broda seemed very disheartened. Dignitas of old. No, I don't think it's... Dignitas are playing well, but Admirable said, Broda just giving it to them on a plate, you know what I mean? Just making a lot of mistakes, getting picked off left, right, and centre, and just then they pushed in with three people, and well, what are you going to do against six? Indeed. You know what I mean?
I think as well, Dignitas are playing a very smart game, and they're actually bringing their sniper into the game. They're drawing Broda out into the open, they're not going to challenge them at sea.
Indeed, yeah. Well, having said that, Walters comes up with a spy frag, really, really important there, and it's going to give Broda a chance to leap into action and try and get some kills. Reveille goes down too, so four down for Dignitas, just Darn and Hazard alive, and Hazard goes down, so it's just going to be Darn. He's sitting on that ramp, hasn't been spotted yet, has now, gets taken down by a pipe and a rocket to the face, so Broda are finally going to get a chance to cap this point. Not a very fast time, though, and it looks like they're going to, Morph was thinking about pushing straight onto sea, but I think he's wisely held back a little. They've got scouts capping on that B point. Perhaps could wait a little longer because it is going to cap quite slowly. And they're sitting around with Uber doing nothing at the moment when they could be helping cap. So perhaps a bit of a foolish mistake there, but Broda now finally really need to get some solid attacking onto this final point. Dignitas have whipped out a heavy. Reveille is sitting up on that point as a heavy. And the cap finally goes down just as Morph jumps up. To that point, he takes down Hazard, and Darn goes down too, and Torden's managing to work his way up that point. He needs to start healing his players. He's got his needle gun out at the moment and no one around him, but Broda have managed to get onto that point. They've got a scout and a soldier up there. Now Torden is too. Second soldier jumps, and they are going to get that cap nice and quickly, and in fact that's a quicker time than Dignitas capped last round, despite the Broda sort of fails. So very very good push from them, and they do manage to take that cap reasonably quickly. So now it's all over to Dignitas. Do you reckon they can pull it out of the back?
Yeah, they seem a bit more organised. I liked their pushes that time by Broder. They actually had people from different sides. Walters managed to get to Rock when they were all at sea without being spotted. He was just unlucky not to get a kill and dunk.
Mm-hmm.
So Broder seemed more organised, maybe. Pull off a tiebreaker here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's hope not too little too late.
The new AFS season rules are, of course, that this map is best of three. So if Broda do manage to take this, it's not out of the question, really, because 3:53, call it 4 minutes, is a perfectly justifiable time that they could defend. So Dignitas is going to have to be quite clinical here and efficient in their pushes. Broda are sitting at B, no sentry. They have got Fanva sniping and Walter sniping. Fanva goes down straight away, though, to Bibben, as does Morph, so that's not a great start. And Dignitas are pushing straight onto B. Surprise tactics here. Going to catch Broda off guard, I think. And Broda have fallen pretty much straight back into that top corner, so terrible start for them. They've given up B straight away, and Dignitas have already got somebody capping on A. So Broda are going to have to try and do something about B and slow this down. They're taking a lot of damage, and Torden is possibly going to have to Uber very, very early to block this. He's dropped down. Weaker goes down and he does Uber early. Dunk having ample time to wait and Uber. And Torn getting juggled as well. Fanva goes down, being dominated by Ribbon. Bibben. Bibben getting a kill on Sneeze. So that cap for B goes down very, very quickly. Morph trying to do some damage, but getting forced back by some nice work from Hazard and Dunk. Dunk has been permanently glued to Hazard pretty much this whole game, and it's paying off for him, who has us having a pretty sterling game. And Dignitas are already pushing straight through. Dunk has a 45% Uber, Torn only 40, so not massively far behind, but this is where Dignitas need to keep control. Dunk gets caught out by some nice work by Broda Scouts and does go down, so it wasn't a complete landslide, otherwise that would have been an absolute rape. And Darn goes down too, so Broda have 2 minutes 30 seconds, pretty much, to set themselves up and defend this point. It's not going to be easy, especially if Darn is playing sniper. But
Dunk's got crit here.
Oh, good spot. So we could see him come in from the B side, try and get some stickies, charge stickies up onto that point. Well, Broda aren't sitting there at the moment, interestingly. They're choosing to sit on that ramp near spawn. Not on that point where those charged stickies could be particularly lethal, but that said, a charged sticky onto that ramp could take out all three of them if they're close. Darn goes down, so Walters is going to have to play really, really well here and keep Darn out of that game.
Darn not sitting... happy about that.
Yeah. Wiko is sitting up on that spire.
Here we go, crits coming up.
Yeah, we've got the crits on that right-hand side. Wiko gets taken down. Rib just putting stickies up onto that point. Can't see that there's nobody there. And Torn is going to Uber now, going to allow his players to jump up. Walters goes down, so does Rebelli. And Dignitas have got a reasonable presence on this point, but it's a very weak soldier there. Hazard goes down, and now Morph jumps up to try and block. There's one scout left, Bibbon, who is very, very low. But now Rib jumps up, backed up by Hazard. Both of them doing damage. Dunk takes down Sneeze, and it's just a scout and soldier, scout and medic up on that point. Soldier going very, very aggressive. Darn doesn't quite manage to take out Torn, who's very, very weak, but they do manage to escape. And Dignitas, unsuccessful with that push. They are sort of trying to lemmings it at the moment and just keep on pushing, but they're going to fall out now. That scout there, Rebelli, was trying to get in onto that point, but he doesn't manage to. They've got 60 seconds now. Crits is charging nice and quickly. Dunk on 80%, and they are electing to go on that left-hand side again. Didn't work the first time.
Well,
they're
going main.
They're changing now. Until now, they're going main, and they've got a charge sticky. No kills yet. Need to get something pretty quickly. Fanra goes down eventually, though. And Torn managing to deftly dodge those stickies. He's on 95% Uber. He's going to get Uber. Now they need to jump up. Really massive jump there. And Wiko gets an equalizer kill. Really, really nice job from him. And it's the battle of the demo man. Torn is on his own versus a demo and a soldier. Does manage to take down Darn without Uber. But it's not going to be enough. And Dignitas take the point just about. Very, very good game.
That was impressive.
Dignitas, yeah, really pulling out all the stops there. Just to take that second win on Gravel Pit. So they do very convincingly make this second week, start to AFS. After drawing 3-0 with Kick, they do take a clean 6-0 against Broda. Not the results you would have expected, perhaps the other way round, in fact, between Broda and Kick, but a good game nonetheless. Please stick around. We are going to get interviews with players from both sides, so don't jump ship just yet. But before the players join, we should obviously do Man of the Map. Swali, who played particularly well for you?
I actually really liked the choices that Dunk made and the movement that he was actually doing, especially in that last round. There was a lot of times he was really vulnerable and I thought he was going to die and they were going to fail the push, but he stayed alive and kept his players buffed and did really well. So
indeed.
I'd probably say Dunk.
Yeah, I think... Dunk did have a very, very good game. I'm just going to message him and try and get him on for an interview. But, Amrable, how about you?
I have a take on your point, Dave, about Hazard. It's not an easy role to play as a lone soldier when you've got your other soldiers sniping. And it's like a trap that a lot of less experienced players would have fallen into to jump away and leave Dunk. Or it's not easy.
Yeah.
So I go with Hazard for that map. Especially in Gravel Pit, it's a big soldier map. He did well on his own.
Indeed. Well, Torden has joined us. And we are going to get some people from Dignitas. Torden, if you want to just invite some people from Broda to join.
They were very excited about being interviewed for this one.
No. Will they still be excited considering the result?
Fun. I was being ironic. Fanma, though, is is joining us for this.
We should actually remind everyone, incidentally, before people join, that... everyone needs to join, all those in private channels needs to join the main channel now when we've got interviews, or else you won't be able to hear. So I'll just move people in quickly to the main channels. I can't move everyone. I just sorry.
All right, Fanma should be unmuted. Fanma?
Whoa!
See you in there.
See you in there.
So Swan's on Mumble, I think, but he's smoking.
Who was that, sorry, did you say?
Darn.
Mumble? Right. Okay, then. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll start with Broda, as I don't think there are any Dignitas representatives here, apart from Darn, who, as we said, is on a fag break. Perhaps a justifiably earned one. But thank you for joining. We'll start with Obscure first. A lot of people thought that this was going to be your map. Dignitas are notoriously bad at it. What kind of happened? Jordan, you chose crits as the start. Was that a a real tactical insight? Had you been watching any demos, or did you just kind of spur of the moment choose it?
No, I didn't warm up as medic, so I didn't know I had crits.
Alright.
That's a good answer, I like that one.
Yes, that's always exciting. And we did have the opportunity to use it at some point, but things took way too long time. Which was basically the whole the problem with the map. Whenever we had Uber advantage, it just took too long time to push.
Yeah, I mean, one interesting tactical thing was that Walters didn't play sniper. I think that that wrong-footed Dan a little bit, because he was really expecting him to be playing sniper. Why did Walters choose to play scout at the start?
Well, I mean, as you saw on middle, we won middle almost every time, as I Indeed. Recall it. So we just prefer a more aggressive tactic to it. Unfortunately, I mean, middle is a rehearsed tactic, so you can always do that without too much team dynamic. But we didn't have a team dynamic today. It just didn't work. It was very, very slow in all parts, and you know, it was pretty much the team dynamic of a Div 6 team.
Oh, I wouldn't be too harsh on yourself. After all, the Atas aren't exactly a Division 6 side, but I'd say you just got unlucky at a couple of points. I mean, how much did Dan's sniping begin to really sort of affect you? Because he did get you at quite a few key points.
Yeah, he did. He stole at least 2 Ubers, I think, from me. And Bibbon, surprisingly, came with double sniping and took an Uber there. I don't think those 3 Ubers were what made us lose the game 5-0.
No.
I think overall, it's more the reason that leads up to those chances of him sniping me there. It's the reasons. We aren't aggressive enough. And it's not enough good focus on the targets. So yeah. He can stand there and chill and even load a body shot and no problem. Nothing is being called on him, and I'm having my eyes on my soldier's ass in order to try and get a rocket up his ass instead of looking at the sniper. So,
indeed. Well, we have been joined by a couple of players from Dignitas now. We've got Dan, Dunk and Bibbon all in the channel, so welcome to you guys. Congratulations first off. Really well played.
Thanks.
We were just talking about your sniping, Dan, as you could probably hear. And Bibbon, he popped up a couple of times with some really nice picks. Was that something you planned beforehand? Because, Dan, you did start as sniper and didn't really manage to do too much at middle, but around the park, your sniping was great. Was that a definite tactic that you had, or you just got lucky this evening?
Well, I'm a decent sniper against other snipers, but other than that, it's just poor luck. And that middle fights, well, we kind of learned from Kick that we just suck ass on obscure middle, so we gave up on it pretty easily that we can defend CP2. Well, it worked.
Indeed, yeah. That was definitely the tale of the game, that Broder would come to middle, manage to sort of outplay you and keep you pinned back, and then take middle and then get sort of defeated at the second point, and you guys would just take it all the way back to their last. Bibbon, you and Rebelly had a really good game combined, sort of nice scout work. Do you think that because Walters was having to sort of switch between sniper and scout, that it sort of made life easier for you?
Nah, I don't think so, really. I mean, I don't really think that me and Rebelly did something special this game. Wicker was kind... I mean, Walters was kind of annoying sniper when he played it, anyway.
Indeed, yeah. Very annoying. We'll move on to Garrelpit now, and a pretty clinical display from you guys. We thought maybe the second half, Broder would manage to hold it. They turned out a really good time, but you guys look pretty solid in your defence, Bibbon playing NG as usual. How confident are you guys on this map, sort of with some of your roster changes, and you haven't got Aggron anymore to take you through gravel pit tactics?
Very confident, I'd say.
Yeah.
We kind of work with the sentry for quite a while, and we're starting to learn how to defend it properly and use it aggressive as well. I mean, we use other players to block rockets and incoming missiles and stuff, and then we can just keep the sentry up for a very long time. And if we have both teams have Eber, we just push aggressive and fall back to the sentry. One mistake I saw that Broder did, they never took out my dispenser. So even if they took my sentry down, a new sentry was in place in 10 seconds.
Yeah, and one other thing that they managed to miss was the teleporter, which allowed Darn to come back to B one time, and I think it came back to haunt them because you got a sniper shot on Torden, if I remember correctly, or it was some other player. So Broder just got a bit unlucky there, caught by all the different players they were trying to fight on the Dignitas front. I think one interesting thing that people would be quite intrigued to know is who's sort of calling mainly now for Dignitas. Obviously, Darn, you have a pretty important role, but Aggron was also quite influential. Dunk, are you taking control on Mumble, or is Darn just screaming his head off?
No, I hate call. I always have. I've only ever done it because of, like, hard to. Nobody else in the teams that I've played with has particularly been a caller. I mean, I still call a lot. I still talk. Well, I don't call a lot. I still talk a lot, but I don't. I definitely don't make the calls now. That's Darn's. Darn's number one priority.
Cool. Well, it seemed to work very, very well. I mean, Broder, were you guys confident at all coming up against Dignitas and Growl Pit? I mean, it's obviously one of the maps that sort of is their bread and butter. But then after the 5-0 drumming, did you just sort of lose confidence even more?
I don't think we expected too much from this game from the start. We were very surprised the first game against ADK. Because we've had a period with very few PCWs, and the ones we've played has been of pretty poor quality. I don't think it was much a confidence problem. We knew what to expect, but we also knew that we've played a PCW against them on Obscure. And we played them on Gravel Pit earlier. We know what to expect, and they had a very good day. Their snipers, Darn, played very well, and overall they just had the team dynamic.
I basically only hit the wall damage, like no one else. I tried, but just couldn't hit anyone else.
Yeah, one thing I noticed a lot for you guys, Broder, I don't know if this is what was happening a lot on your comms, was that pretty much every time you tried to push in, Sneeze would get picked off in some shape or form, whether it's from a rocket, from some rib stickies, or from Dan's from sniper rifle. And it just meant that it slowed your push down, and when you're playing stopwatch, you sort of have to try and make the most of the time. And it led to you guys pushing in a bit with a less than ideal set of heavies. Is that how it was feeling for you? Sort of just exasperation, you'd get to a point and Sneeze would die?
Well, I think the key to Gravel Pit is for everybody to follow up on one's initiative. I guess it's the key for other maps as well, but I think it's very, very clear on Gravel Pit that you can't just say, I'm jumping here, and nobody's following you up. It's also very difficult for one caller to architect a whole push of six people from all kinds of different directions. So, some days you just have that dynamic where one says, I'll do this, and the other guy will follow up. And some days it just doesn't work.
And unfortunately, today was one of those days.
Well, it's not that we don't take it too hard. I think Dignitas proved to be by far the best team tonight.
Nothing to take away. Like, tomorrow it could be the other way around. It's really even at the moment on the top. It's just basically who has the better day against the top teams.
Well, yeah, today was definitely Dignitas' day, and I guess that's probably a good point to stop. Thank you very much for all you guys coming on and doing the interviews. I know people really appreciate being able to hear what your guys thinking on comms and how the game was for you. So thank you. Again, congratulations to Dignitas. They've had a perfect week bouncing back after that surprising draw with Kick. And commiserations to Broder, although I know those guys are totally committed and will be coming back with some very strong results in the near future. Thanks again to my co-casters, Swali and Amrable, for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
No problem at all.
Thank you for casting the game. Also, I'd like to say pleasure. Thanks for the game, the Dignitas. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Heavenly gentlemen.
GG.
Good game.
Yeah. GG, man.
Well, thank you for joining. Keep checking ETF2L Radio on ETF2L.org, and we'll be trying to cast at least a game a week, so keep checking. Thanks again to FB for the use of their server and Mumble, and thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed it. Post any feedback you have on the forums, and I'm sure we'll see you soon. Thank you, and good night.
Bye.
Bye.